Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Titans get destroyed 52-14 in Detroit. Paul Kuharski was there live and in person, and he joins us now on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How are you?
A little sleepy, boys. Actually, on my way to my bed.
Wow. How about that? Already back in town.
That's exciting.
What a an early riser.
Very early flight.
Very early flight. PK, it's tough to know where to begin after that one yesterday. I'm going to start on special teams. One of the worst performances on special teams I've ever seen. One of the worst seasons on special teams that I've seen from any National Football League team. My question for you is very simple. Is Colt Anderson getting fired today? What do you make of where things now currently stand with him and with the special teams? That's just a disaster week after week for this group.
I would think it's got to be under consideration. For them to be, you know, even the punts, the punt blocks were individual efforts, but all of this return yardage was, a unit-wide problem, and they couldn't nail it down. I talked to Mike Brown after the game, and he said, he's on both kickoff return and punt return, and he said they were coming back to the sideline looking at each other like, oh, what's going on here? It's just unfathomable to be that bad over the course of the game, and there's no real explanation for it. Colt Anderson was an assistant special teams guy for 4 years in Cincinnati. Guys graduate from that position into the position he holds now, but it doesn't seem like he's ready. If we're going to be fair, Mike Vrabel got crushed for sticking with quote-unquote friends and hiring quote-unquote friends, and this looks like it's that. And I don't know if Brian Callahan's going to pull the plug on his own, but Amy Adams Strunk, it took a broken and smashed up leg and a torn up knee for Ryan Stonehouse for this to happen after the long reign of Craig Aukerman. I would think it has to at least be being discussed. And quite frankly, this team needs some kind of jolt. And that certainly would be a jolt. Anthony Levine doesn't have a great deal of experience either. He was with Baltimore. He was a Mike Vrabel hire. He'd be the guy to replace Anderson. But I don't see how it would get worse under new leadership.
I mean, you and your best friend Stilley spent years screaming about Aukerman. I mean, has Anderson already had more horrible gaffes in less than half a season than Aukerman did in his entire tenure?
Yes.
Think maybe.
It's conceivable to think that. And it's also conceivable to think that an intelligent reporter and a wild man hot take radio guy could overlap slightly in a Venn diagram.
Could be best friends.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, on the other part of this, PK, it's yet another example. They came out hot. They scored 14 points. I looked at my wife yesterday. We talked about this earlier, and I said, watch, they won't get to 20. They didn't, and they didn't score at all in the second half again. And that includes where it's 52-14 before the fourth quarter. Detroit's called off the dogs, and you still can't go down there and put up points. And it's to the point now where, like if I'm Amy Adams Strunk, and I don't know if she's already had this conversation or not, but do you not have to look at your coaching staff, look at your front office, and say, okay, what's the process here? How are you guys so inept in the second half? Walk me through what you're doing, because what you're doing clearly isn't working in the second half of football games.
Didn't you read what Rand told Nick Suss of the Tennessean?
Yeah, I saw that.
Trust us. Trust us. And some bounces, man. I mean, they didn't get some bounces. If the fumble luck came out, they would have scored two more touchdowns, and Detroit would have scored one less touchdown. You guys do the math. I mean,
you did it. I saw your tweet. You did the math.
That makes it much less of a blowout.
It's truly unbelievable.
And if it's much less of a blowout, everything's fine.
By the way, how is Suss out hustling you and getting Rand? Where's your interview with Rand?
I requested Rand last week, and I was declined.
So wait a minute. Was this Suss, like, finding him in the elevator, or, like, this was actually he got this interview set up?
I would certainly think it was somehow set up, but I don't know. I mean, if I was in an elevator with Rand and I said, hey, how about a quick Q&A, I would think that Rand wouldn't have spoken words. So
the ball's bouncing a little bit wrong for you, and I'm not going to answer your questions.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I try not to say too much in the hope that Rand will one day speak to me, but Rand's not going to speak to me. Frankly, if you read that, I don't know how you could think it wouldn't be, but how you could think from a Titans perspective, it wouldn't have been better for Rand not to speak.
That's the thing. We sit here last week like, Rand, better talk, and now he talked. So, I mean, right? Like, what, you know,
awful.
Pick your poison, I guess.
Utter foolishness.
Yeah.
That makes you say this guy's making terrible moves and then can't speak in defense of them.
So on the Callahan front, PK, you know, they're 1-6. They've gotten destroyed the last 2 weeks. You've started to sell off pieces. How tough a job do you think is now in front of him keeping this thing, trying to keep yourself from being underwater here? I mean, look, I know Titans fans have turned their attention now to, you know, how high of a draft pick they could get, and that's fine. I don't fault the fan base for feeling that way. But if they continue to lose games here and it's just tidal wave and tidal wave of negativity, I think that becomes really difficult to dig your way out of as a coach. How challenging do you feel like that's about to be for Brian Callahan the rest of the way here?
I mean, he's underwater. He's absolutely underwater, and they need something, anything good to happen. New England's coming to town. I don't know. There aren't too many better matchups to get. I know New England had a good win over the Jets. But here's
good
a
win,
team,
air quotes.
Here's a team that's, you know, as comparable as you're going to find in the league, pretty much, at your place. If you can't claw out a win against them, you've staked your claim very clearly for worst in the league, with Jacksonville still to come, and I don't see where the hope is for showing anything this year outside of saying this, it's a 2-year process thing, which isn't much of a sales pitch. And you can say it's a 2-year process now, but you were not saying it's a 2-year process when you spent all that money on all those free agents. You were not saying that at all. You were saying, look, we've plugged a lot of these holes, and by spending that money, you're saying we're going to be competitive now, and you're not competitive now.
You've covered the full range, PK, in a long career, a long, long career, just to remind everyone of your age. But seriously.
Which is roughly your age.
Oh, no, you're much older than me. Come on now. Now, but seriously, you've seen great teams, you've seen awful teams, and you've seen a team go through a march like this a few times, right? What's the concern level of just keeping guys engaged? I think people overstate things like effort and stuff like that, but there's higher levels of effort, there's preparation, there's a team that feels cohesive and is actually working toward a common goal, and then it's you got a bunch of individuals who are just, you know, trying to figure out where their next move is. What's your temperature on this locker room, and how bad can it be? How concerning is that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty concerning. First off, you know, I got some stats last week about the 2014 Wisenhunt team.
Yeah, that was a great piece that you wrote, by the way.
Absolutely thinking that Wisenhunt's team would be worse. Absolutely thinking that Wisenhunt's team would be worse. And this team was worse through 6 weeks, and I'm sure it's worse now. This is as bad as it's been, and I've been around for all of it.
And, you know, people always talk about this threat of losing the locker room. I think that the term you use there, disengage, is the right one. And, you know, tie that in with another thing I wrote about the leadership. I don't really see any offensive clear-cut leadership. And I think there has to be some production tied to leadership. That's an argument I used to have with Vrabel, who didn't believe so. But even if you're looking for a non-productive leader on offense, I don't see who it is.
More disrespect for NWI.
I don't know. I mean, NWI isn't going to carry a torch and lead this team. He's not a bad leader, but I don't know who's going to hold it together there. And I do think there'll be increasing disengagement, particularly from guys who don't have to worry about a contract next season, either because they're under a good one from this team or they know they're going to go be able to go and get one from another team. So unless you really have to, you know, work your ass off to make sure that you're finding a contract next year, and there is a sliver of this roster that certainly qualifies for that, I think disengagement's a huge issue coming up for the rest of this.
PK, get you a nap. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Good to be with you, boys. I'll be listening here. You'll be my kind of lullaby.
Oh, I like that.
I'll have a nice gentle rant then.
Good.
Play some Fleetwood Mac.
Keep it kind of in the dulcet tones kind of thing.
Yes, we'll talk about high school football.
I have to be nice and fresh for the Yankees tonight.
Big one tonight.
Desperation time. DEFCON 1.
Yeah. How the Tigers doing?
Ooh. Hey, man. Believe me, I can't complain about the Tigers. I just hope the Dodgers keep winning.
Wow. Hinch got a big ovation before the game last night. He was there on the sideline.
Oh, nice. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Very exciting.
All right, go to sleep.
Very exciting.
Thank you, PK. Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest. We will have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Corey Curtis from News 2 will be with us at 8 o'clock. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, the game.